From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Well, there was some cause for optimism, but Washington undercut agriculture again. The Environmental Protection Agency's final renewable fuel standard volumes announced earlier this week removes stability from the program. Michael Clements has more.
Farm Bureau says the nation needs more biofuels, not less. However, the EPA does not agree. Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says for conventional ethanol, the EPA finalized a 2016 volume obligation at 14.5 billion gallons, up from the original proposal of 14 billion earlier this year, but lower than the 15 billion that's required by law.
There's a real question on where things will stand going forward. We're sure there will be some challenges from both the petroleum industry and the agricultural industry on trying to make sure EPA is in the right place as we set policy for renewable fuels in this country.
By lowering the RFS volumes, the EPA is putting the agriculture economy and jobs at risk.
The RFS was a market driver for investment in biofuel infrastructure. When you don't meet the statutory requirements there, it sends some questions and has some folks scratching their heads on the stability of the program going forward and what Congress intended.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Well, coming up, Food for Peace and the Kansas Connection, right after this.
Keenan, age 17, Farm Bureau family member.
I started showing when I was in junior high. It's more than just getting the prize. It's just the feeling that you raise that stock and that you're producing a quality product. It always hurts when people say that you're not raising animals right. Cattle, they demand a lot, but they give a lot back to us. For that, they deserve the best care that I can give them.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect practice daily.
Senator Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, held a hearing on the ag industry's role in combating global hunger on Wednesday. In Roberts' opening statement, he said he's proud of the role American farmers and ranchers have played and credited his Kansas roots.
Back in 1953, a young Kansas farmer by the name of Peter O'Brien had the idea that U.S. farmers could give aid to other countries in the form of commodities. He made the suggestion at a countywide Farm Bureau meeting, and eventually a resolution was accepted by both the Kansas Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau. The next year, a U.S. Senator from Kansas, Andy Scheffel, with the help of another senator from Kansas, Frank Carlson, sponsored a bill that was ultimately signed into law by yet another native son of Kansas, Dwight David Eisenhower. To this day, the Food for Peace program, commonly referred to as PL-480, provides aid to nearly every country in the world.
PL-480 continues to be one of the most effective food aid programs in the U.S. And some good news from Washington. Remember the deal where $3 billion was taken from crop insurance for the budget, and the agriculture industry and some good lawmakers got up in arms for the additional cuts after agriculture had already stepped up to take cuts? Well, a $3 billion crop insurance fix was added to the highway bill in the House recently, and the bill now moves on to the Senate, where signs are positive for passage there. Well, USDA has opened general enrollment for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. The ending deadline is February 26th of 2016. December 2015 also marks the 30th anniversary of CRP, one of the nation's largest voluntary conservation programs. Well, coming up, taking care of the land right after this.
I'm taking the ATV to check the cattle.
Can I ride along?
No, the ATV is designed for only one driver.
I'll be careful and hold on real tight.
Oh, Brad, I love you too much. But when you get older, I'll teach you.
Then will you do something with me when you get back?
Hey, we'll check the ice cream in Grandma's freezer.
Great, hurry back.
Call Farm Safety for Just Kids at 1-800-423-KIDS. 1-800-423-5437. Keeping farms safe for the next generation.
Insight with veteran farm journalist John Slodgick.
Almost every farmer has said this: my life begins with the land. Many Kansas farmers and ranchers have raised their families, crops, and livestock on ground that has been in their families for generations. They look forward to the cultivating the crop and protecting it from insects that would cut yields and rob food from people who depend on this precious grain. They often take better care of their land and livestock than they do themselves. The fondest wish of most farmers and ranchers is to pass their land on to their children. Until next time, I'm John Slodgick with Insight.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau.